Welcome to the Jazz Piano School podcast, where we have one mission, that is to help you achieve jazz piano freedom so that you can express your true inner soul and emotions instead of having to copy what others have shown you. Now, we do this by providing structured and organized jazz piano education on specific jazz piano tools that you can then take and use over any tune so that you have complete jazz piano freedom.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast.
Learn jazz piano without all the guesswork.
Now, your host, Brendan Lowe.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number 177.
Hey everybody, this is Sterling Koza here for jazzpianoschool.com. Today's podcast, we're going to be going over five go-to ways to end a tune. Now, I think we've all been there where the end of the tune is coming up, and you know, you're looking around at your fellow musicians and you're thinking, how are we going to end this thing? Now, the last thing we want is for the end of your tune to come to a screeching halt and everyone kind of feels a little awkward afterwards. That's definitely happened to me. So I'm going to be giving you five solid ways to end a tune. Now, the first one comes from the song I was playing at the beginning, which you may have recognized as Take the A Train, famous standard by Duke Ellington. And this ending actually comes from the original version, and many people use this ending for other tunes as well, but this ending actually comes from this tune, and it's come to be known as the A Train ending. So here it is, I'll give you a little demo. Here we are at the last A of the song. Alright, so for that ending, all we're going to do is start on the third of C, which is E natural, and we're just going to walk all the way back up to C. Now, this tune works really well at the very end, especially if you have a note on the downbeat. So in the case of A Train, this ending works well because the last A ends on a beat one. So any tune ending on that beat, this ending will work very well. So try it on some other tunes that you might know, you know, tunes like It Could Happen to You, Lady Bird, other standards. You'll find that it fits really well. So that's a great go-to ending. That'll be my number one ending for you guys. Moving on to the second one. This ending is made famous by Count Basie, another famous band leader. And what he would often do is at the end of his tunes, he would have a break where he plays a series of chords and then a big chord at the end. So if we're on A Train, so what you can do is the band can play a break right there, and then here come the piano chords. And the way these chords work, it's sort of an inversion of an F major chord, the four chord in the key of C, and then the middle note changes, and then takes us back to C6, sort of an AEC C6 shape. So again, altogether that is. And you can come up with your own variations of these chords. People usually expect to hear them in a similar rhythm. So try some different ones, you know? I might try going, maybe some fourth ideas there, or some dominant seventh chords. Really, as long as you get that rhythm in there, you can play whatever chords you want, but Count Basie would play these chords. So that's the Basie ending. All right, moving on to number three. This uses the same rhythm as that bassy ending, but we'll use a different chord in a different register. The bassy ending, as you might have noticed, is in a higher register of the keyboard. Sometimes you even play it two octaves higher. And my hand's out of the frame there, but you can hear all the way up there. But you can play that same rhythm, but with different range and different chords altogether. So if we get to the end of A train, that might sound familiar. That's a very common ending to just tack on at the end. Now what I did was I played a C7 with a sharp 11 in the voicing. So an F sharp, added the 13 there also, the A natural on top. So a nice big chord, and we're going to play it in that same rhythm. And then you can even arpeggiate it after a little bit. People tend to kind of play a little over after each ending. So you can improvise there at the end with everybody in that chord or mode. And you can substitute any chord within the realm of C major. If the bass player is playing C7, you could add a sharp 9, a little more dissonant, or something like maybe altered sound. So throw in your own chord there, but as long as you're in that same rhythm, that's fair game. All right, moving on to another ending. This one is a little more blues inspired. It's similar to the A-chain ending in that it has a specific melody that you'll hear people play. Here it is. Now this ending centers around this melody. And it's basically walking down from C, and the bass you want to go up in contrary motion. So this is sort of dating back to blues guitarists from the mid-20th century, and some pianists have come to adopt it, and so we can play these chords. It's sort of a C7 over E, F. This chord we can call an A flat over G flat. And then two ending chords there. So that's sort of our blues ending. There's a variation on this where you can change the melody a little bit. And it would sound like this. You could call that sort of a hybrid with the A train melody ending. But that's a very definitive ending because it ends on C. If you want it to be a little different, you can go with the first one. Just play those two chords at the end. That's a nice bluesy ending. All right. We've come to our last ending, and this one comes straight out of Bill Evans. Bill Evans often has some of the most inventive endings to his tunes, especially harmonically interesting. Now, this ending is sort of a walk down from F sharp in the key of C. So here it is. This is the Bill Evans walk down. Now, this ending often has some rhythmic variations. I kind of improvised my own rhythm there at the end, but the way you'll hear it most often is. So you'll hear Bill Evans play this, and sometimes some big band endings will go all the way with these chords. So it starts on an F sharp half diminished, moving down to F minor, and we're keeping the same top note for every chord. That's how we come up with these chords. This is sort of a C over E, then maybe a E flat diminished 7, down to D minor 7, and with C in the top here, we've got D flat major 7, down to C major 7. So all together with that rhythm, alright, so that's our last walk down ending. That one is the most chordally involved. And again, that one you can tack on, really any of these you can tack on to the end of most tunes, especially when they end on beat one. So feel free to try some of these endings with some other tunes and bring them out at the next session you play where, you know, people might be looking for an ending and you say, oh, I got one, here it is. And that'll go over well. So good luck with these endings. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you guys next time.